This weekend is National Drug Take Back Day. It's an event that's sponsored by the DEA, and we're participating locally in a couple locations. I myself will be at the Viola Fire Station from 10 to 2, and Detective Munson will be at the Joy Fire Station from 10 to 2 as well. And it just gives people an opportunity to bring in anonymously their any kind of used or unwanted prescription medications, and it'll give us an opportunity to dispose of them in a safe way. We sort of urge people to take advantage of the opportunity. That way there's not medication that can fall into the wrong hands, just laying around, taking up cabinet space. And also, we have a kiosk in the sheriff's office lobby that's available 24 hours a day for people to utilize on a normal basis outside of the special Take Back Day event that's national.
The alternative, you know, people might think that, well, I'm just going to throw them away in my trash, or I'm going to do this or do that. But I guess that's not the right way to dispose of medications, prescription medications that can get into the wrong hands.
That's correct. A lot of medications, just due to, I guess, the effects that they have, it is not recommended that you just flush them down a toilet or throw them away in the garbage. There's concern, depending on the medication type, that it may contaminate waterways and have sort of residual effects of that medication through the landfills or other ways of leaching into the groundwater. So it is preferable to bring them to us and let us dispose of them according to how the DEA recommends them to be destroyed.